Well, hello, everybody. We are in Studio 1A with Austin's own The Well right here on KUTX 98.9. You're listening to Left of the Dial. I advise you to step a little bit back from your speakers because they brought in these giant amps, and I can only assume it's going to be as loud as possible. So we are so glad to have this because we need some more rock and roll in our lives, especially on Left of the Dial. How about we hear a song from The Well before we even get down there and talk to him. You guys ready? They shook their heads yes.
We'll be right back.
Oh me, oh my, The Well on KUTX 98.9. We're in Studio 1A. Man, I knew you guys were heavy, but I didn't know it was that heavy. That was a lot of Black Sabbath right in there, man. That was just right. No? No? Yes? Yes? Oh, there's your mic. So, Ian.
Yes.
Ian Graham on guitars and vocals. Tell us about this, man. Where did this all come from? You got kicked out of your last band, or you guys got into an argument of sorts?
I got kicked out of my last band and my last house. And then I met up with Lisa, and I moved in there and would sit in her garage every night. And I just wanted to make something that would trample everything else I was involved in. So here we are, years later, a few years later.
And trampling you are. Most definitely. He's talking about Lisa Alley. She's on bass. And then you also picked Jason Sullivan, your drummer, from your last band.
Oh, yeah.
You poached him.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. We've worked together. We've hung out together a lot longer than that. Actually, I had a skate shop years back, and I met Jason because he stole a Dead Kennedys T-shirt from it.
So did you turn him into the cops? No.
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
No, man, no. He wouldn't be in the band if you did. I doubt that. Now, you got a new album out that drops on October 14th, which is quote-unquote today. We've had to tape this a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Oh, sure, today, yes.
Yes. And what's the label? Writing Easy Records?
Writing Easy Records, that's right.
Righteous. And you're having an album release show next Sunday at Hotel Vegas, the 23rd.
That is right.
All right. All right. Now, normally, I got to say, when bands come in, the back line here, pretty adequate with guitar amps and whatnot, but you guys have brought in a wall of amps, and I really admire that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Even though that one looks
they're
like
very
it's...
heavy.
The Sound City one looks like it's fallen off the bus a couple of times.
It's from 1973.
Oh, okay.
That's back when they made amplifiers and cabinets still.
Right.
Properly.
Right, properly. Because, yeah, it's surviving. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. As I understand, it's... all right, I've never seen the show Walking Dead, but I understand its appeal, and I know it's a big thing these days. The dude on there, was it Norman Reedus?
Yeah, Norman, yeah.
He's got not a reality show, but a travel show.
Yeah.
And he gets on his motorcycle, he travels around the country. And you guys are doing the theme song, is that right?
Yeah, we did the theme song to that.
Dude, how did that happen?
He was a fan of ours, and he contacted our label, said he was coming through Austin, and he really wanted to meet us, and possibly we'd be on the show, and... We hit it off that night. We put a show together for him, and it worked out really well. He's a great, great guy. Like, he's very personable, sweet human being.
Nice. He's
very easy to work with, and we just went from there.
So you guys going to be on his show?
We've been on the show.
You've already
filmed
it. It was
during the first season we were on that. You can still look it up on YouTube, though, or anything on AMC streams. We're still on there.
Okay, cool. And then maybe a chance as a zombie band on Walking Dead?
Well, we're shooting for that. We're going to be in Georgia on this next tour, and I'm going to try to hit him up for that, too.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. All right. You got it on KUTX 98.9. It's Rig Daddy here on Left of the Dial. We've got some heavy, fuzzy rock for you. It is The Well from right here in Austin. Again, they've got a new album that just came out today, Pagan Science. It'll be at Hotel Vegas October 23rd. Let's hear another one.
I think the golden age is ahead. It's the golden age. Pagan technology. Pagan science.
Pagan technology. Pagan science.
I've heard I've had hope to prosper.
Oh, yeah. I warned everybody, you gotta take a step back or two from your speakers, because it's loud. That is The Well from right here in Austin, Texas on KUTX 98.9. And I mentioned you had brought your own amps, but I also see Jason brought his own drums. Dude, this is awesome. I love the initiative here on this.
We try to stay overly prepared at all times. We can actually live in these in case anything happens.
I see. I want to thank Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, our engineers here on KETX. And I should say,
thank you.
You can watch it on ViewHouse right now. you'll want to see this. Because also, I got to say, I don't know if you guys are having a competition on who can grow the longest hair, but it's a tight race.
I just cut off 6 inches.
Oh. So. Well, I hope you donated them to charity. What's that?
I forfeit.
You forfeit.
I cut off.
All right, well, Lisa is the front runner right now, but way to go. Again, you can catch them on the 23rd at Hotel Vegas. That's next Sunday, and their album, Pagan Science, comes out today. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Really do appreciate it. All right, you can also listen to this next song online exclusively at KUTX.org. Just look for The Well. You'll find it, and you'll love it. You got it on KUTX 98.9.